Maria will first need to log in to the customer's org. We've entered the login and password information for Kate Stanley, an account representative at AW Computing already, so click the Login button. Now click Setup to display the Salesforce Setup screen. To get to the Debug Logs function, we'll enter Debug in the Quick Find box. The Debug Logs function displays in the menu, so click Debug Logs. When the Debug Logs screen displays, you can see that it has two sections. User Trace Flags provides a means to set a trace flag for creating a debug log, and Debug Logs will display a list of the debug logs that are created, with some summary information about each of the logs. Maria will need to begin by setting a trace flag for the debug log she wants to create, so click the New button for her. And the New Trace Flag screen displays. First, Maria will need to choose a traced entity for the debug log. Click the down arrow in the traced entity field. A drop-down list box displays three options for the traced entity: User, Apex Class, and Apex Trigger. Maria can select User to create a debug log for a specified user, or she can select Apex Class to create a debug log that will be limited to the actions for a certain Apex class. Or she can select Apex Trigger to create a debug log that will be limited to the actions for a specified Apex trigger. Maria wants to create the debug log for a process that the user, Kate Stanley, is having problems with. So let's select User from the list box for her. Maria could now either type Kate's name in the search box, or she could just click the search icon to display a list of recently viewed users and choose Kate's name from that list. Click the search icon. Kate Stanley's name is in the list of recently viewed users, so click that name for Maria. Now Maria will set the start date and expiration date for the trace flag. Clicking in each field will display a calendar so that Maria can select the start and expiration dates. In addition, Maria will need to type the start and expiration time. Setting these dates and times will give Maria a window of time to recreate the user's transaction and create the debug log. We're going to show Maria how to create the debug log for Kate Stanley's process shortly, so we'll leave the timeframes as they are. The last setting that Maria will need to enter on this page is the one for the debug level. Click the search icon, and a lookup screen displays. It's possible to create a debug level with certain level settings to specify the information to be shown in the debug log and save it to use again in the future. If Maria had saved any debug levels in the past, she could search for them, or they would display in the Recently Viewed Debug Levels section of this page. But since she hasn't, let's help her get started by clicking the New button. Now the lookup page displays several fields to use in creating the debug level and choosing the kind of information to display in the debug log. First, Maria will need to give the debug level a name, and she will need to follow the naming conventions for this field. The debug level name can only contain underscores and alphanumeric characters. It must be unique, begin with a letter, not include spaces, not end with an underscore, and not contain two consecutive underscores. We're going to name this debug level for Maria. Maria will use the other fields on this page to specify the information to be included in the debug log she will create. These items are categories, the groups of actions that can be displayed in the debug log, such as the steps in a workflow, validation rules, and Apex code elements. First, let's give Maria some information about the events that are included in each category. The database category includes database activity information, including creating or updating records. The workflow category includes information about assignment rules, escalation rules, workflow rules, processes, approval processes, and flows. The validation category includes information about validation rules. The callout category includes information about callouts, including the request and response from an external web service. The Apex code category includes Apex code information, such as the start and completion of triggers. The Apex profiling category includes profiling information, such as namespace limits or the number of emails sent. The Visual Force category includes information about Visual Force events, such as the evaluation of a formula field in the Visual Force page. And the system category includes information about system method calls, such as system debug. Next to each category is a drop-down list box with options for selecting the level of information to be specified for each category. Let's show Maria some of the options for the level of information she can select for the categories. Click the drop-down list box next to the workflow category. There are several information levels for this category. Info is the default selection, and there is an option for None, which will display no information about the events in this category. Since the debug log that Maria wants to create is to view issues related to an automated process, she will want to get more detail about the actions in the Workflow category. Select the Finer option for her. Maria can learn more about selecting information levels for debug logs as she works with them more often, but for now, we'll save these selections for her. Click the Save button. The new Trace Flag page displays again, showing all of the details for this trace flag. Click the Save button for Maria to save this trace flag. When the Debug Logs page displays again, the details for the user trace flag have been added. Let's take a look at those details. The name of the user, Kate Stanley, now shows in the Name column. The log type shows the traced entity that we selected for Maria. Requested By shows the name of the person who created the trace flag. In this case, it's Kate Stanley, since we logged in as Kate. The start and expiration dates and times for the trace flag show the selections we made for Maria. And the name of the trace flag that we entered for Maria displays in the Debug Level Name column. There are three actions for this trace flag. Clicking Delete will delete the trace flag. Clicking Edit will allow Maria to change the details of the trace flag, such as the name or the start and expiration time frame. And clicking Filters will display a complete list of categories and information levels that Maria set to specify the information to be included in the debug log. Now that the trace flag has been created, Maria can take the next step, reproducing the transaction she wants to investigate so that a debug log can be created. Click Next to continue the course.